Disappointing 3-0 defeat and performance compared to last Saturday. How do you sum it up as a management team?
I think you summed it up yourself. A very disappointing performance. You know, the exact opposite of what we have been doing in the last 5 or 6 weeks. You know, we got what we deserved today. Nantwich had more passion, more desire from the first minute to the last minute. Do I think they're a better side than us? Today, obviously, yeah, far better side than us. But no, I don't. I don't think they're a better side. I think today we've turned up expecting a result and they've turned up with a point to prove and to get one, and they did it.
We never really got going. I think McGlinchey's hit the bar and Cleveland had a near post shot that was never going to beat the keeper. But bar that, we very rarely worked their keeper throughout the 90 minutes, did we?
No, it's one of the... You know, you have these days in football and, you know... Their work rate was phenomenal. They didn't allow us to settle on the ball, and as a consequence of that, we was giving the ball away cheaply. You know, final balls was terrible today all the way through, and then we let Azed sink, and I suppose that shows some of the inexperience in some of the players. And we, you know, the second goal just before half time, which is awful marking, shouldn't have happened, 2-0, and the game's sort of gone.
Yeah.
And we changed a little bit in the second half, and I think we probably had a better second half than we did first half, but it nowhere near as best today, and yeah, we're all disappointed. We had to put it right Tuesday.
You just touched on it briefly. I tweeted it. I thought their number 8 centre mid ran the show, and not many people come here and do that against the likes of Steve Towers, do they?
But he was outstanding. We commented on that during the game. I easily the man of the match. He was just everywhere, and he ran the game. But like you say, you know, Steve's ran the game most of the season for us. Today he just got the better, but I don't think he got the better of Steve. I think he just got the better because the old team weren't at it.
And then we were having a little bit better second half and we looked more lively. And then the third goal, which was a mistake from the keeper, sort of fully killed the game. If it wasn't killed already from their point of view, it certainly did that with still 15 to go, didn't it?
Well, you know, these things happen, don't they? You know, we were just talking in there. How many players on the pitch for us today didn't give away an opportunity or didn't give away, you know, a real big chance for them by trying to overplay or playing a sloppy pass or not clearing the lines when they did? You know, Matt's made a decision to come for the ball. He's not got there. Puts his hand up in the dressing room. You know, that happens as a goalkeeper. And I've been there myself. He also followed on from that and pulled off a couple of really good saves as well. So, you know, obviously it could have been even worse. But yeah, at 2-0 down, we never looked like we was going to score. And that's more of a concern than the third goal. Yeah, the third goal probably finished the game. But, you know, I just couldn't see us getting back in the game today.
I'm more than complimentary to Nat, but he came off injured, but he wasn't affecting it like he normally does anyway. But what's the update with his injury?
Well, when he went in for the challenge, he ended up getting booked for, he's twisted his ankle a little bit and it's swollen up, so we'll have to monitor it and see how it reacts tomorrow. I mean, the one thing that I will say with Nat, if it's possible for him to play, he will want to play. He don't miss games injured. But yeah, on his performance, I think today, for how good the front two's been all season, in the first half, the front two, just it won't coming off for him. And, you know, we've touched on it in the dressing room. You know, they need to sometimes up the work rate when it's not coming off. But, you know, it's a bad day at the office. It's the exact opposite of what we had last week, isn't it?
Sometimes I get he's a very easy player to rely on because he is so good. So he stands out when everyone's having a good game. When Nat's having a good game, it's better than good, isn't it? Sometimes we rely on him too much to unlock the door.
Well, we did say that ourselves as we were watching the game. You know, we rely so heavily on Nat because he drops in and makes things happen if things aren't happening. And when we invariably, if we have a poor performance like today, it's usually Nat that's not ticking. And
yeah.
And you know, we see him when he came off, we weren't creating anything. And so, yeah, he's... I mean, let's be honest, he's, you know, he's probably one of the best players in the league, so who's not going to miss him?
Yeah,
But, you know, if he's injured for a couple of games, we have to get through it and we have to come out the other side. And
good chance for this to stand up. And
of course, it's, you know, Ant Carney's had a 45 minutes, this, which is all, you know, pushing towards his fitness. and, you know, Ant's a good player as well. We've got other players in the side that can do it. You know, Tom McGlinchey can do it today. nothing had come off for him.
Right.
He was there, he huffed and puffed, he was involved in a lot of things, but his final ball were letting him down. And I think it's Sunday took when he finally did hit the shot and he hit the crossbar.
Yeah. And very briefly, Shore Lane, Tuesday night. I believe they drew at Stourbridge today, unless there was a very late goal. So, they're all tough in this league, but none tougher than a team like Shore Lane who are up there fighting for it. And I'm sure, although it's changed a lot, the manager of the team, they'll probably owe us one more than anyone else.
I'm sure as a club and the chairman will probably be wanting to get one over on us. They're one of them clubs that we've liked playing so far, and we've no reason to fear anybody. When we're at our best, we can give anybody a game. When we're at our worst, we'll get beat. We'll go into the game confident and... like I've just said in there, we've now got to put it right Tuesday.
Is that more annoying that when we're good, recently we've not been getting the 3 points like Buxton, but when we're bad sometimes whether capitulate's the right word, but sometimes we can get beat quite heavily, can't we? And other teams seem to be a bit more ruthless than us.
Yeah, I think we tend to sulk as a team, and I don't know if that's the age of some of the players, but if things aren't going right, we as a team tend to sulk and we lose games before we've got to give ourselves a chance.
Yeah.
And we've just said that in the dressing room. Buxton, we was all over them last week, but they stayed in the game.
Yeah.
And they ended up getting something out of it.
Yeah.
We didn't.